Hello everyone, I'm Robert Reddin from ArticleMarketingTips.biz. Today I'm talking about putting links in your articles. I'm talking about articles that you submit to an article directory for publication. All article directories have rules about what type of links you can put in your articles and where you can put those links. A common reason why articles are rejected is because authors do not comply with the directory's rules. It's their site and it's their rules. So what types of links are unacceptable? Well, there are two types of link in the body of your article that are unacceptable to most article directories. These are HTML links and clickable non-HTML links, such as http://www.youraffiliatelink.com. In fact, affiliate links are not permitted anywhere in your article, not even in your resource box. So why do the directories have these rules? Well, I think there are three reasons. The first reason is that links distract the reader. Remember who you are writing for and why you are writing. You are writing for your reader, not for yourself, not for the article directory, not for search engine optimization purposes, and not to promote your affiliate link. The purpose of your article is to pre-sell your reader by giving him or her free, valuable, or useful information that helps them to solve the problem they have. The second reason is your article appears too sales orientated. Putting self-serving or affiliate links in the body of your article instantly tells the reader you are making a blatant sales pitch. Your reader doesn't want that. He or she came to your article looking for a solution to their problem. Of course, you have the very solution they're looking for, and you are promoting that solution in your article. But instead of making a blatant sales pitch to the reader, pre-sell them with useful information that you are freely providing. The reader will not realize that he or she is being pre-sold and will go to your resource box. Once there, there's a very good chance they will click on the link to your website, and it is your website that does the selling, not your article. The purpose of your article is to get your reader to go to your website. And the third reason is that links are abused. None of the article directories that review content prior to publication permit affiliate links in the body of your article. If you abuse this rule, you are article spamming. Article spammers don't understand how to do article marketing correctly. They think it's acceptable to cram their prose with as many affiliate links as they can. But this is why that is not an acceptable practice. Firstly, readers are distracted and quickly lose interest and leave the site. That is, they leave the article directory on which your article is published. They reach for the exit button before they reach your resource box. Furthermore, you harm your own reputation. Once a reader perceives, and it's only the reader's perception that counts, that you are blatantly selling to them, they will avoid all of your work. Instead of building a relationship of trust and confidence with your reader, you have lost that reader forever. Don't forget, people buy from people they like and trust. Secondly, most article directories are private, for-profit businesses and cannot make money from this type of article. Some of the ways they make their income is by selling reprint rights to articles they have published and by monetizing their site. No e-zine or third-party publisher is going to print, let alone pay for, an article that contains affiliate links. The few article directories that do accept work that has self-serving or affiliate links soon earn a reputation amongst e-zines and third-party webmasters as being places to avoid. From your perspective as an author, the article directories that accept content without first reviewing it are not providing you with any benefit. Sure, you get a backlink, but that backlink has no value because this article directory is seen by the search engines as having no value. Article directories also need lots of visitors if they're to make money. If the content is poor, they will get few visitors, and that means few sales and little by the way of AdSense income. The best practice is not to put any self-serving or affiliate links in your article. Non-active text links are acceptable. Even so, you can't put them in any of the first three paragraphs of your article, and you must take special care to ensure the link is not seen as being promotional. Some article directories, and e-zine articles in particular, are very sensitive to this. So what is a non-active text link? Well, you could put a link to the next article in the series you are writing. For example, I discuss this point in more detail in article title, which is the next article in this series. The other use for non-active text links is when you are citing reference material. I will be covering how to cite reference material in a future podcast, so be sure to watch out for it. So where do you put your links? Well, the place for your links is your resource box. You have given the reader something of value to them in your article. Now is payback time by giving the reader a link to your website and a good reason to click on it. Let me say that again. You are giving the reader a link to your website. You can't put an affiliate link in your resource box. Don't go overboard. You have limited space in your resource box. Make sure that you use your keyword as anchor text for an HTML link. You might also include a clickable non-HTML link. Some people like to know where they're being taken before they'll click on a link, and a clickable non-HTML link gives them that comfort. Today, I have been talking about links in articles you submit to an article directory for publication. I'm Robert Redding from ArticleMarketingTips.biz. Thanks for listening.